Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio Live. Unfortunately, not from Spokane, but Olympia, Washington, on the front lines in the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story and the news behind the news. And this, again, is the year we take our freedom back. I started Patriot Radio as a mission because our hope is not in man, but in Jesus Christ. But we can't end in prayer. We must also move to action. And as James 4:17 admonishes us, and I got to tell you, we have these conversations all the time behind closed doors in Olympia. But as James 4:17 admonishes us, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. Brought to you once again by Coins Plus. And now from the front, your daily intelligence briefing on the international front. Well, as we mentioned last week, the World Trade Organization says you don't have the right to know where your food comes from. But even more alarming, the World Trade Organization says that there's a U.S. law that's invalid because it is a trade barrier because it requires labeling of where the food's coming from. Here's the bottom line with this. China should stop sending food to the United States that has tainted, has chemicals in it, sometimes lead. Stop doing that. Stop sending products, goods, foods to the United States. Stop doing that. That's the trade barrier. It's their own fault. And the fact that the WTO has invalidated a U.S. law is startling. That means we're losing our sovereignty. And the fact that some of the politicians in Washington, D.C. that are supposed constitutionalists voted to help speed the Fast Track Trade Authority means they don't understand this issue at all. Just last week, we had the WTO do this. There are going to be many, many more instances of this. And the bottom line is, it's a free market. If China is selling goods that are questionable, that's their fault. We need to know where those goods, where the food particularly comes from that we're going to put in our bodies. Just makes sense. Also on the international front, second volcano erupts in Chile. And I love bringing this up because the carbon footprint of that volcano has basically wiped out all the attempts at reducing greenhouse gases across the world. The bottom line is God is in charge. He's in charge of the world. He's in charge of nature. And this whole idea that we're going to somehow turn this around with greenhouse gases is ludicrous. I think it has been conclusively disproven, this theory of anthropogenic or man-made global warming has been conclusively disproven. It's been shown to be a fraud. And I'm really happy that this year, my first year as a ranking Republican on the Environment Committee, we've been able to stop the cap and trade proposals that have come forward and so far stop the low carbon fuel standard, which would add anywhere between 60 cents and $1.10 per gallon of gasoline to the cost. And thank you to all of you that have helped to make that happen and make that a reality. Also on the international front, Israel has been bombarded by rockets again after months of calm. You got to understand what's happening in the Middle East right now. There is a huge battle going on right now in the Qalam Mountains between Syria and Lebanon. ISIS is involved. Hezbollah is involved on the opposite side. And the U.S. is involved. And now Israel is starting to get missiled again and rocketed again. Things in the Middle East are gradually escalating, and they are going, it literally is a powder keg, and literally one little spark could ignite that into full-blown war across the Middle East. And very candidly, in a lot of the Middle East right now, it is already full-blown war. On the national front, well, the IRS got hacked. And it looks like 100,000 people have been exposed because the IRS is hacked. There's a couple points here. First, clearly their security is not up to where it should be if it's getting hacked. And second, watch them try to use this as an excuse to put forward a tax so that they can protect your information. Just watch this happen. Keep your eyes on it. We've talked about it here about 6 months ago, but keep your eyes on it, that they could use this situation to impose a tax and then take internet security and consolidate it at the national level. Just watch. Also on the national front, 12 dead, 43 wounded in Baltimore over the weekend. Still, Baltimore is literally on fire. I mean, that is a horrible death toll that is there in that city. We need to pray for the folks there. But also, we need to understand that some of these things that are going on in Baltimore are being done and planned intentionally. And hopefully, we get a touch on that a little bit later in the show. On the regional front, Gallus, Oregon, a good win although a small win for property rights, as the panel there actually allowed a stay of the enforcement of the Bureau of Land Management on those miners' claims up in Gallus, Oregon. You got to understand, too, that, that the BLM wanted, sent these guys a letter and said you had to remove all your equipment, you had to remove any structures that you had built. And if they had done that, it would have been considered an abandoned claim, and a BLM would then for sure have jurisdiction. As it stands, they've been continuously mining these operations for over 100 years, and so they actually fall outside the jurisdiction of the BLM on many things. So the fact that a stay was issued is a small win, but we got to keep our eyes on that and see, as this moves forward, what happens with property rights there, because literally, again, you have the federal government acting beyond the scope of its authority and doing so intentionally, even though these preemptive, adjudicated, unquestionable property rights have been there for literally over a century. Also on the regional front, here in Olympia, $400 million more in new revenue. That makes it $3.4 total billion dollars new revenue over the last biennium. And I just got out of a meeting literally half an hour ago where we were told we are going into a second special session starting on Friday. Right now, there has been no budget deal reached, and we are going to continue the negotiations, it looks like, into mid, if not late June and beyond. Also, very interesting and a good win, the gas tax is dead for this session. That doesn't mean it can't be brought up and isn't being negotiated for the next special session. But right now, it's dead as of today. So, thank you to everybody out there in the grassroots for informing your legislators, but keep on them. Talk to your legislator, tell them what you think about a gas tax increase and the fact that that combined with the governor's low carbon fuel standard could increase the price of a gallon of gas all the way up to $1.25 per gallon here in Washington State, which is going to hurt everyone, especially those on low and fixed incomes like the elderly. And it just doesn't make sense. So please keep on them. So far, so good. We need to make sure that we kill this gas tax outright. Just ridiculous and just the wrong way to go with all of the waste that is going on in the current system. Also, want to mention very quickly on the local front that Townsend Winery was driven off Green Bluff, literally had to move part of their operations to Spokane Valley because of the zoning problems up there and the fact that, that the county has not been able to solve these zoning issues that they created. Now watch as this happens, that it doesn't affect more businesses. Green Bluff is a great area. Everybody loves it. And yet the county commissioners are trying literally to play favorites up there. Some of them, I should say, are trying to play favorites up there. And we really need to protect people's property rights. So keep your eye on Green Bluff. We're going to be talking about that more as the weeks progress. And that is the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that's been praying for the show. Make sure you go to Facebook.com/Patriot Radio US. Like the page. More importantly, share it with your friends and family. We've had a lot of new likes here over the last couple weeks. Thank you for everybody that's been doing that. And remember also that it is all of us together that make Patriot Radio and the message of freedom get out to all of Eastern Washington, North Idaho, and Northeast Oregon. My very special guest today on Patriot Radio is, I would call him the Patriot Coach. I think that's a new name we're gonna have to see if it sticks. But Coach Dave Dalbenmeier, the head of Past Assault Ministries, he's got a couple other things he's working on. Coach Dave, thanks for being on Patriot Radio once again.
Matt, I don't even know how you do your job. I'm sitting here and pacing in my living room just listening to all that crappy legislation and people trying to force down our throats. You know, I don't know why. I'm not pointing a gun at you, brother. I'm just pointing a gun in general. Why do these people think you get to mess with our lives the way that they do? And how we ever got to this mess? You know, the scripture says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Well, brother, we're living in a country where the Spirit of the Lord isn't around much, and we're seeing a whole lot of tyranny and not much liberty. So, I appreciate the fact that you're trying to fight that fight daily. You're a better guy than me. I don't believe I could have done it, Matt.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and really where the Spirit of God isn't, there is tyranny. That's kind of the corollary there. And, yep. You know, we see this all the time from all different perspectives. I know you see it in Ohio as well. It's just this overwhelming government bureaucracy that thinks they just know better in every area of our lives how we should live our own lives. It's crazy.
It is crazy. I had a discussion. We do a little bread ministry every Tuesday morning, and I was having a discussion with some of the guys as we were loading up the bread today. And some guy talked about car insurance and how they, you know, golly, they need to make it mandatory because some guy hit him and he didn't have insurance. I said, oh, my goodness, there you go. There you go again, giving the government more power over us to make you do something or make somebody else do something. So we got away from the fact that we're supposed to have some personal integrity. We're supposed to make restitution when we hurt somebody. And instead, we call the Gestapo in and want the Gestapo to force everybody's hand. And now, this is a good God-fearing man. Don't get me wrong, Matt. I'm just telling you, we are so confused in this country about liberty. See, we want liberty without accountability and responsibility. We just want the freedom to do whatever we want to do. And because we want the freedom to do whatever we do, then we need man-made rules to try to control all this stuff that we can't control ourselves. But even God-fearing people think we need more government. And it just, brother, it makes my hair turn grayer by the day.
You know, I'm glad you say that, because freedom is ugly sometimes. And I want to give you a specific example. I went over to Ukraine. Literally, in a lot of places in Ukraine, there's more freedom than we have here in the United States. They will have a mansion literally right next to a shack. And you know what? The guy that has the shack, that's his right to have the shack. And people, but some people would say, no, we've got to step in with the government. We've got to go after the guy with the shack. And that
you got to have those zoning rules, right?
Right. We got to have the planners. And they, of course, can plan better than you and I can. And then all the bureaucrats that are attending to that to enforce it. And it's just...
Well, you know what we need to do, Matt? While you're there in Spokane... You need to pass one law. It really ought to be, it ought to just be simple. See if you can get it passed through the legislature. No coveting.
The legislature would cease to function. We would completely cease to function.
That's all you need, isn't it? No coveting. And then the rich guy doesn't worry about the poor guy, and the poor guy doesn't worry about the rich guy. And just no coveting. If you find anybody coveting, it's against the law. All you guys could go home then.
We could. We wouldn't have to meet maybe once every 4 years instead of every year.
That's why I tell everybody, if we just did no coveting, no lying, and no stealing, man, we would be off to a great start at a good government, wouldn't we?
We would. You know, it's interesting, too, that we have this real schizophrenia that goes on over here in the legislature, where you'll have certain people say, you know, the government can be involved in your life except when it comes to same-sex marriage. Except when it comes to this and this and this. And yet, they're using the force of government to force the florist down in Kennewick, Washington, to provide flowers for the same-sex, you know, wedding ceremony. They're literally using the force of government to force people to go to church. And they say, oh, no, there is freedom. It's freedom except the way they believe. That's really what has happened.
Well, what's happened to us, Matt, we've had a real... I'm going to talk federally now. I know that that doesn't impact you, although it really does impact you. It ends up being in your lap. But the First Amendment mentions some very serious freedoms, doesn't it? Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the freedom, the right of the people to assemble, and the freedom of the press. I may have said that twice. But so what's happened to us here in America, Matt, is they've now taken the 14th Amendment, the freedom to do whatever you want to do, and they've inserted that actually in front of the First Amendment. The 14th Amendment has become the First Amendment. And because you can no longer discriminate anybody, therefore no freedom of religion, there's no freedom of the press, there's no freedom of speech. We have turned the entire system upside down. And the reason we see this whole thing going on and having to bake cakes for the homosexuals and all that kind of stuff is because they have put the 14th Amendment, which was a civil rights amendment for slaves to be able to be free, and they've inserted that in front of the First Amendment. Have you ever thought about that, Matt?
I actually have, and you're absolutely right, 100%. You know, the right to peaceably assemble and redress grievances, we can't even do that anymore because if you mention a grievance, you're somehow a bigot.
Yeah. They've got it down great. But see, here's the problem, and this is why, you know, I have the hardest time trying to get people to wake up and understand the seriousness of some of these things, Matt. When they first came across the horizon, we all laughed. It was so stupid. There's no way they're going to do that. There's no way they'll do that. And lo and behold, they do it. And then we say, well, golly, that's as far as this is going to go. They're not going to do that. And then they do it. And so it was so hard to get people to wake up and just say, wait a minute, stop here, connect a few of these dots, will you? Connect a few of these dots. We're so screwed up in America that we teach our kids in schools not to smoke cigarettes because it might be harmful to them, but we tell them to go ahead and have sodomy because it's a civil right, and if they were born that way, we are absolutely stinking nuts.
And, you know, it has been conclusively proven that they could not be born that way, that it is not genetic. The Australian Registry study, 20,000 identical twins have the exact same genetic makeup, and only in 54% of the cases where one was claiming to be homosexual was the other one practicing homosexuality, conclusively proves that it was not and is not genetic. And that's why I think
it's even deeper. I don't mean to interrupt you. You get to show all the time. I only get to be on once in a while. It's even stupider than that, and that's not even a word. It's even stupider than that. When I get to fill out a form for my life insurance, I have to mark on my form whether or not I drink alcohol, whether or not I smoke cigarettes, whether or not I eat pork. I mean, they got all these crazy things. They never ask me if I ever have male-on-male sodomy. And that's far more serious than smoking cigarettes. Man, what is wrong with us? How have so many of these behaviors become... I hate to use the term politically correct, but they're politically protected. And the things that just common sense ought to tell us we shouldn't do, engage in that type of behavior, brother, it's protected by the government. I'm telling you, we've lost our minds.
Evidently, something is going on in Olympia. We've lost Matt, but would you go ahead while we're reconnecting with Matt and carry on?
I shall sure do my best. I was here, and I'm calling from Ohio, so I'm sitting here thinking that my phone went dead. I thought maybe it's the second coming of Mount St. Helens or something. I didn't know exactly what's going on because, you know, that ring of fire out there certainly is getting ready to... I don't know, something crazy going on out there. Folks, this is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer with Past Assault Ministries. And something happened to Matt up there in Spokane, Washington. It's one of the first times I've ever had the opportunity to guest host a show that I was a guest on. But we'll try to carry it here the best we can until... And the reason that we're in the mess that we're in is government still promotes good. That's still a job of government. They promote good, but they've changed what's good. See, good used to be somebody who was in the Boy Scouts and was taught to be morally pure. That was what good was. But now they've turned the whole thing on their ear, and now good means you're in the Boy Scouts and you want homosexuals to be in the Boy Scouts. That's now good. So the Boy Scouts are still good, but what determines good has changed. And so good is now accepting homosexuals. Bad is not accepting homosexuals. And good is being a homosexual, being morally pure is now bad. That's how they've turned this thing upside down on us. And unfortunately, I was watching a video here in Columbus, Ohio, just before I went on the air, of a preacher at a big church. I'm talking a big one here in the Columbus, Ohio area. I watched it for 45 minutes. I couldn't believe what I was watching as he was trying to justify why Jesus would accept gay marriage. Now, we always come across as hateful and bigoted, and those certainly are the terms that they give us. But I just, for the life of me, can't understand how anybody can open up a Bible and read a Bible and think that there's a right in there, that God would be, that Jesus would, how about this, that Jesus would perform a gay marriage. He would attend one. And this guy that I'm watching in Columbus, Ohio, this big pastor at his church, he talked about Jesus always eating with sinners and hanging out with the sinners, and he didn't expect people to get cleaned up before he hung out with them. Well, that's not even the issue. The issue is the sanctity of marriage. The issue is, dare I say it, adultery, fornication. That's the issue. And Jesus said to the woman who was caught in adultery, remember when they were going to stone to death? He was drawing in the dirt, go and sin no more. You remember that? Go and sin no more. He said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stop sinning. Go and sin no more. And so the reason that Matt Shea's having such a hard time up there in the legislature, and the reason we're having such problems here in America in relationship to our legal system, is because the church, which at one time, well, let me paint this picture for you. Imagine that the culture, our elected officials, are in a boat, and they're trying to keep the good ship afloat. Keep it heading in the right direction, and as waves are crashing and everything. And the boat floats upon the water. When the water level goes down, the boat goes down. When the water level rises, the boat rises. In fact, we've heard that phrase many times, that a rising tide lifts all boats. They like to talk about that economically. Well, for generations, actually up until probably this generation, my generation, I'm 62, one of the baby boomers, end of the baby boomers. Up until my generation, the church, Christianity, was the water. You understand that? Christianity was the water that the boat floated on. It was Christianity that supported the boat. It was Christianity that undergirded our legislators. It was Christianity that gave the direction and the support to our elected officials. But because the boat hasn't sprung a leak, but the dam has, all the water is running out of the reservoir. So when you get a godly man like Matt Shea who wants to stand up, wants to fight for what's right, if he gets in the boat, he's probably dragging bottom, because the church, which is supposed to be the water, the support underneath the boat, the church has sprung leaks. There's no water to hold him up. That's happening to his friends all across America.
And Coach,
I guess somewhere along the line, I don't know how it happened to us, that licentiousness, you find licentiousness somewhere in the Constitution. That's what all the libertarians love to talk about. And by the way, I'd consider myself a libertarian, but I tell people I'm a Christian libertarian, and there is restraints on liberty, and I believe those restraints happen to be the laws of nature, and of nature's God.
Coach, we have Matt back with us from Olympia.
Have I been on there the whole time there, Jim?
You certainly have.
I'm doing pretty good. So, listen, Matt, hang on, let me finish this thought, and then you can have your show back. Liberty... Thomas Jefferson is the one who came up with the phrase, the laws of nature and of nature's God. You have the right to do anything that doesn't violate the laws of nature or the laws of nature's God. And if we could ever return to that, then I would be a Christian libertarian. I'd be on the side of the libertarians. But liberty does not mean licentiousness. Licentiousness means without law. We cannot live in a society without law. But because people are clamoring for licentiousness, we see Matt and his good buddies up there in the legislature trying to make a whole bunch of laws to control people who won't control themselves. It's all yours, Matt.
I want to highlight something. You talked about the church kind of losing its savor, losing its light, losing, you know, really losing It's water, yeah. And it's interesting that as soon as we see some sort of persecution, as soon as we see a barrier up, there are a lot of Christians that will fold. And in, for example, there was a federal appeals court in New York that said that the simple slogan, choose life, is patently offensive. And so you'll have some Christians that'll say, oh, okay, well, we can't say that anymore. No, you continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. You continue to make disciples. You continue to love the Lord God with all your mind, heart, body, soul, and spirit. And you don't back down. This lawlessness. These people are engaged in lawlessness. And I think that's a key point. I'm really glad that you brought it up. Lawlessness is what we're seeing in our land today.
We are seeing lawlessness. And it's funny, Matt, the scripture says that because lawlessness will abound, scripture says the love of many will wax cold. And because we see this lawlessness abounding, it's everywhere. Look what's going on with Hillary Clinton. I'm not a political animal. I mean, I am, but I ain't a Republican guy just because you ought to be a Republican. You understand? I call right, right, and wrong, wrong, no matter who's doing it. And I look at what's going on with Hillary Clinton, and I look at what's going on with Al Sharpton owning $4.5 million, and I watch Obama in there running around like he's a dictator, and nobody doing anything about it. And you know what's happening? We're seeing all types of unloving things happening in America. Why? Because lawlessness is abounding. I'm sitting here outside of Columbus, Ohio, and I cannot believe all of the crazy thing that the government is demanding me to do. And I look at my government and say, you're not doing this, and you're not doing this, and you're not doing this, and you're stealing this, and you're stealing this. I've had enough of it. And Matt, I think that's where a lot of people are. Their love is waxing cold.
It is, and we get lied to quite a bit, and it's very difficult to discern what is true anymore between mainstream media, alternative media, everything else, and what the government is actually coming out and saying. And people, again, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, that they don't believe that this could possibly happen in America. They don't believe that the President of the United States could intentionally put forward an immigration policy that brings Muslims into our country in droves with the intent of disrupting areas that are truly conservative and are solidly conservative, and to literally bring people into our country so that he can have more votes for the Democrat Party. They literally believe that that's not possible. That couldn't happen in America, and yet it's happening right before our eyes.
Matt, I've been screaming this one from the house tops for quite a while, and you can throw me off the show if you want to. It's all going to come back. We're going to look back 25, 30 years from now, and we're going to realize that two things, and this is me saying it, Matt, so you can disavow it. The guy in the office isn't really an American. Now, he might have a birth certificate. I'm not talking about that. He's not an American. He does not have – he wants to fundamentally transform America. Remember him saying that? He was telling us the truth. He wasn't lying to us. And it doesn't have anything to do with a birth certificate, Matt, because Nancy Pelosi's got a birth certificate. That don't make her an American in my mind. And so what's happening is we see these guys that are coming in, and we're looking – I see all across America, people are looking for people like Matt Shea who'll stand up. Where are they, Matt? Where are the men and women in elected officials and elected positions in Washington, D.C. that will do what's right, that will call this guy what he is, an anti-American, dare I say it, Islamic sympathizer, whether he's a Muslim or not, I don't know, but he certainly is playing on their side, and that he's doing things that are treasonous to our country. Matt, why won't somebody say that?
You know, you will hear this, and I started the show with this with James 4:17. You'll hear people say, Coach, you're right. Matt, you're right. We know you're right. But, and then fill in the blank with the rationalization. But you just don't understand the politics of it. But it's we got to do the incremental thing, and we can't just go forward right now. It's not tenable to do that. But. And the problem that
he didn't use incrementalism. He just bullied his way through. He didn't use any incrementalism at all. He just, so let it be written, so let it be done. Why doesn't our side play somewhat like that? I believe in following the law and doing things right. But, brother, when in Rome, you do as the Romans do, somebody once told me, and we have to all play by the same set of rules. And unfortunately, Christians are the worst. We always play by the rules, and the other side never plays by the rules. And you see where that's gotten us.
You know, I've heard this. People say, you know, if you talk like that, Coach, you just can't get elected. You're unelectable. It's impossible. You can't stand on principle and get elected. And yet, here in Washington State with our freedom agenda and getting a bunch of folks together. We literally had one of our candidates that we backed who had a million dollars thrown against him in a state legislative race, and he won by a lot. And the reason is because he was giving the folks that had been waiting for somebody to champion the principles that made America great to step forward. That's it. Yeah.
Warriors. See, that's one of the things. Was it was either Ted Cruz or Rubio. I can't remember which one it was, Matt, that turned the whole pro-life issue on its head. I believe it was Rubio, maybe, when they were talking about how anti-woman the Republican Party is and they're against a lay woman's right to choose, yada, yada. You can sing the song as well as I can sing the song. But I believe it was Rubio who said, "Are you kidding me? This is the most radical pro-abortion group that we've ever seen. They want to be able to kill a baby just seconds before this baby's born. Is that the position that women want in America?" And see, he turned that whole argument back on its head. And we have not been very smart at that, Matt. We allow them to make the rules, and then we play by the music that they tell the orchestra to play.
One final point on this. I get questioned by the media, and, you know, they'll do the microphone and they'll say, "Coach, is it true?" You know, and then they'll say, you know, some radical thing, you know, "Is it true that you believe the economy is going to collapse?" And the best way to deal with these mainstream media folks is to make them defend their godless anti-American position.
Amen.
Start asking them questions.
Amen.
Make them defend it.
Amen, Matt, because you know what? I never, like I told you off the air, I've never been to Washington. But I can tell you, there's some God-fearing people in the state of Washington, and they're looking for a straight shooter. I mean, they've been fooled maybe a bit, but they're not stupid, and they're looking for a straight shooter. No matter how the media tries to paint it, they can look into that camera, that one-eyed monster sitting in your living room, and they can see integrity. They can see sincerity coming through that thing. So I think that if I were to ever run again, which I did one time, if I ever run again, I would show less caution, brother. I think that there's an element out there that is crying for somebody to stand up for those good old American values that we see so much of the media and so much of the Democratic Party in particular making fun of. It's not funny to me, clinging to my God and my guns. It's not funny to me. That's the way I live my life. It's the way I've raised my family. And there are millions of them just like that in state of Washington.
I firmly believe that if we came together and we had people championing principles, like we try to do with our freedom agenda, but just bigger than that, across the country, people would come out of the woodwork that hadn't voted before, that were disillusioned, would come forward, and we could start operating again as a church body. We could come together and function and fire in the same direction politically and really get something done, because we would put people in office that are not going there to be elected. They're going there to do the right thing, to turn back the clock, not to pass legislation, to undo legislation. That would, I firmly believe that we have to do that. And actually, you're working on something like that with the Salt and Light Brigade, if you could tell the listeners a little bit about it.
Oh, man, what a great segue. That's just the Holy Spirit directing this whole thing. We live right next door to Indiana. Ohio's right next door to Indiana. And I watched, I've been studying this culture war, Matt. I've been involved in it for about 15 years at Pass Assault Ministries. And I've been telling everybody, we lose because we never show up. We lose because there's no boots on the ground. And I watched what Governor Mike Pence and the legislature here and our neighbor in Indiana went through when they tried to pass just the plain old Religious Restoration Act, Freedom of Religion Restoration Act. There was nothing radical about that. And they passed it, and the homosexual mafia went crazy. And in 5 days, I watched Mike Pence and the entire legislature buckle their knees and rewrite that law to give special rights, is what it is, to the sexual deviants. Hate to use that word, just kind of speaking what's on my mind. And I got sick of it. I said, I'm sick and tired of watching us lose because nobody will show up. Everybody says they want to pray, but nobody ever wants to fight. So we immediately launched. I went on an internet radio program called Hagman & Hagman. It's the largest internet radio program in the world, I believe. And I went on with Hagman & Hagman, and I launched the Salt and Light Brigade. And, folks, you can find that at that, just spelled out, saltandlightbrigade.org. And, Matt, here's what it is in a nutshell. I'm tired of losing these battles. I'm a football coach. I know how to play a game. I know how to put a team together. I watched what happened in the Gulf War in 1990, 1991, shock and awe, when the first George Bush sent the bombers in there. We bombed for 32 days, Matt, before we ever put a boot on the ground there. And God has an Air Force, too. They're called prayer warriors. And our problem has been we have a lot of people who pray, but we have no concentrated prayer. We don't have any organized prayer. It would be like George Bush. It would be like our president sending off bombers and each of them going a different part of the world and dropping bombs. It would have no impact at all. It'd have individual impact, but it wouldn't have any impact. The way you win a war is everybody bombs the same place, same time. That's what they did in Baghdad. Well, that's what we have to do. We just used our Salt and Light Brigade in Pensacola, Florida, where a Christian pastor by the name of Dr. Ken Hovind's been in jail down there for 85 months. I'm not going to get into the whole details of it, Matt. But he had a trial coming up where they were going to try to keep him in jail for 20 more years. And we turned the Air Force loose. The Air Force was these prayer warriors, and we targeted the prayer. We targeted the courtroom, the judge. We targeted the prosecuting attorney. We targeted the defense attorney. We had people then that are what we called our infantry. We had the infantry then get on the phone, and they made phone calls, and they called all those people down there, the elected officials, and they called churches and tried to get churches involved. And then we had the what we call the boots on the ground, the SWAT team, and it was going to be hundreds of us who were going to show up the day that the trial began, and we were going to be boots on the ground. We were going to pray outside and hold signs and read the Bible and sing praise and worship songs. We were going to use this Salt and Light Brigade as an army against the forces of darkness. Well, we never got that far, Matt, because 36 hours before we went back to court, a law firm that we had hired filed this most unbelievable motion to dismiss, proving that what they were charging Dr. Hovind with wasn't even a crime, and they dropped all charges within 36 hours. And, brother, I want to tell you something. That pumped life into this Salt and Light Brigade. And we got them now by the thousands. We're targeting prayer. Everybody's shooting the prayer the same direction. And if your listeners would go to saltandlightbrigade.org, they're going to see that on June 14th, this coming up here in about 3 weeks, we're going to have a solemn assembly at the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. We're calling people to come there and join in a solemn assembly where we do 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, it's conditional. If my people who call by my name, humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. That's what God asks us to do. If we do that, his condition is, I'll forgive your sins and I'm going to heal your land. So we're calling people to come to Washington, D.C., fall on their face from noon until 3, June 14th, Sunday afternoon, Eastern Daylight Time, and pray to the heavens. We're not trying to get the attention of the Senate or the attention of the Supreme Court. We're trying to get God's attention. And for those people who can't come with us, Matt, we're setting up churches all across America that from noon until 3 at that same time are going to be praying towards the same target. Do you get this picture, Matt? Can you see how this can work at everybody at the same time? It's like I tell you, one of those big, they call them super soakers, those big old squirt guns. And if everybody in your house has a super soaker and they're just squirting all around, squirting the windows and squirting the couch, house gets messy, but nothing ever gets done. But if you jump up on the chair and you draw a dot on the ceiling, you say, hey, everybody, point your gun right at that dot. Eventually, Matt, you poke a hole in the ceiling. And that's what I think we can do through prayer. That's what we're trying to do with the Salt and Light Brigade. Prayer in the air, boots on the ground. It's the only way that we're going to win. And I would just ask people who are listening to the show, if they really want to make a difference, rather than sitting around and griping and moaning and complaining about how bad everything is, let's get actively involved in this game. Let's engage in this battle. Be part of our prayer team. Be our infantry. Make phone calls, send emails. Do whatever you can to harass them. When Gideon went into his battle, he had two weapons, Matt. He had light and he had sound. That's all he had. And so we're targeting that. We're using targeted prayer, salt, or sound and light. And we believe that on June 14th, our target is gay marriage. And we believe that the heart of the king is as water in the hand of the Lord, and that God himself will perform a miracle and turn the heart of Justice Kennedy to say no to homosexual marriage. I believe that in my heart, Matt. Saltandlightbrigade.org. It's a great, great thing to be part of. We're not asking you to send us money. We're not asking you to become part of a group. We're just asking you to go to our website, find out what we're praying towards, what we're fighting against, and join in the battle with us.
I love it. In fact, I just posted it up on Patriot Radio's Facebook page, so anybody that wants to take a look at it, you can go to Patriot Radio US on Facebook. It's posted right up there, top line right now, and in fact, I'm going to make sure I pin it to the top as well so people can continue to see it.
Besides, people in Washington State can be praying at the same time as people gathered outside the courthouse. Do you understand this? We can all, if we believe in the power of prayer, we have to become more purposeful. The Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Well, let's become effectual. Let's not just throw them up there. Let's aim our guns at the heart of Justice Kennedy, that the Lord would move on him and save traditional marriage as his people humble themselves and pray. They can pray in Washington and Oregon and Wisconsin. They can pray down in Texas. They can pray in New Mexico. They can pray in Ohio. They can pray in West Virginia. Everybody can be praying at the same time. It's not a political rally, brother. It's a call out to God. Please, Lord, forgive us for what we've done to this nation and hold back your wrath one more time for us.
And that's what we have to do. We have to get back to the very basic, and that is repentance on the individual level. Cry out to God, and God will listen. He will listen. If we turn our hearts, he will listen. One of the better things.
Matt, he's our only chance.
Even he is. Appeal to heaven.
Listen, it ain't John Boehner. John Boehner ain't going to save us. Come on, man. Only God can save us. Only a move of God. And I believe there are thousands of people, part of your network that are listening right now, who understand that. Well, let's make this go viral. Let's find a day when Americans are all shooting their super squirters towards the Supreme Court, asking the Supreme Being to grant us a reprieve. Brother, I get excited just talking about it.
I do too. And the reason I do is because the Founding Fathers had it right with a simple flag, an appeal to heaven. That's all we ever really had. It's all we ever really will have is an appeal to heaven. Doesn't matter what we try to do. Without God, it will not succeed. And I really appreciate everything you're doing with this. As far as repentance, that's the biggest issue. I completely agree. What is the next biggest issue besides same-sex marriage that people should be focused on in the United States of America?
Oh, my goodness, Matt. I'm going to tell you this. I think gay marriage in particular, this issue coming up right now, is, I call it the Gettysburg of gay marriage. I believe, Matt, folks, please, I'm not exaggerating this. I want you to think about this a second. If homosexual marriage, Justice Scalia said in the oral arguments, Matt, he said there's a difference between a law being passed and the Supreme Court granting a constitutional right. Now, Matt, you and I both know that Supreme Courts can't make laws or grant rights. We understand that. But de facto, that's what's going on in America. And Justice Scalia said to the lawyers, says, you're asked, if we make this a constitutional right, do you understand that the full power of the federal government follows that order? The IRS follows it with all of its enforcement powers? And Matt, you know what will happen up in all across Washington and all across Oregon? All those pastors have been saying their whole time, well, I'll never marry him. I'll never marry same-sex couples. We're not going to do that. They can knock down my door. Well, brother, let me tell you something. They are coming, and they are going to knock down your door, and the force of the IRS is going to be behind them, and they will, in fact, mow down churches like a John Deere tractor in an open field. And I'll give you another illustration of what's going to happen as a result of this, Matt. Listen, folks, but this is serious stuff. You better wake up. This is serious stuff. You know what's going to happen next? The liability, churches have liability insurance. And the liability, the insurance companies are going to call churches and say, listen, if you don't marry homosexuals, we can't provide you liability insurance. You're setting us up for a huge lawsuit if you violate the civil rights. So if you want us to continue to be your carrier of your liability insurance, you're going to have to change your policy on marriage. Matt, that's going to happen all across America. It will be, I believe, the end. Unless the Lord steps in and does a miracle, it will be the end, eventually going to be the end of the bedrock of Western civilization, marriage. It's going to fall on our watch, Matt. That's why we think June 14th is so important, this solemn assembly in Washington, D.C. Let me throw this at you, and then I'll give you your show back. You know what happened 60 years ago today? I'm sorry, Matt. 60 years ago, June 14th, 1955. That is the day that Dwight David Eisenhower inserted "under God" in the pledge. 60 years ago, June 14th, we're going to be at Washington, D.C., at the Supreme Court building, appealing to Almighty God to forgive our sins and heal our land.
And the Lord will listen when we do that together. But we got to do it together. It's His promise. I love the fact that if America just simply turns back to the Lord, it would be a matter of months before this country completely turned around, the economy, everything turned around, if we just turned back to the Lord. It would be a matter of months. I've talked to experts about that. You know, they say, oh, yeah, this whole thing about turning the country around in years, it would be a matter of months. We just have to get our priorities straight, and our priorities have to start with the Lord. And I also think, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I also think that the only way that we can do that is by doing it publicly. You know, there was a report called the OSS report on Nazi Germany and the Christian persecution in Nazi Germany. The OSS was the precursor to the CIA. And in that report, they found that the reason that an ostensibly Christian country like Germany could do such horrible things was because Christians were relegated to Christianity behind the four walls of the church. They did not step out beyond the four walls of the church. That is the key, stepping out beyond the four walls of the church, getting involved, and doing it publicly. That's what makes us Christians. The Lord demands it of us. And I'm tired of listening to Christians who say, no, well, we don't have to be involved in politics. Politics is a mission field. It's the darkest mission field I think there is in the country. It's the only way we can turn it around, and we have to have the Lord at the center. Coach, go.
Matt, I couldn't agree with you more. See, we have such, I don't know if you've noticed this, brother, there is such doom and gloom in the church. It's like we are so helpless. It's like the devil is just eating our lunch and there isn't anything we can do except go in our churches and whine and moan and hide from the devil and pray that the Lord raptures us out of here. Brother, I live a victorious Christianity. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Neither has it even entered into the heart of man the things that God has in store for those to love him. It is a victorious walk that we have, Matt, and we're doom and gloom. Oh, we're going to lose marriage. Oh, we're going to lose. Oh, we're going to overrun by the Muslims. Oh, oh. Well, maybe all that's true, brother, but that's not what my Bible teaches me. My Bible teaches me to fight and occupy until he returns, and we got to get that fighting attitude back inside our churches.
So if you could tell the listeners one time again where they can go to get more information, how they can get involved, especially in your newest project, Salt and Light Brigade.
Saltandlightbrigade.org, just like it sounds, Salt and Light, L-I-G-H-T, saltandlightbrigade.org. And we have, listen, Matt, we've got some flyers down at the bottom. We got a PDF. They can copy them. They can put them in their churches as inserts. I know people from Washington can't come to Washington, D.C., probably can't, but they can pray. Get organized out there. Help us out there. Organize your churches. Organize your prayer groups. Organize your tea parties. Organize your families. Those flyers are right on there. Just print them off. Hand them out. Get people involved. Matt, I'm just crazy enough to think God's going to work a miracle in our midst. I saw him set Ken Hovind free in Pensacola, Florida, brother. It was the greatest upset since David and Goliath. I'm telling you, what an upset, and I believe God's going to pull another one right under their nose in Washington, D.C. If my people called by my name will humble themselves. See, we quote that verse a lot, Matt, but we don't take it to heart. It's a conditional promise. You do this, and I'll do that. Well, let's do our part and hold God to him doing his own, too.
If you could, for the listeners, we've got a couple minutes left. Tell them a little bit about what happened with Ken Hovind and the whole thing about him getting released. And just, I mean, it was against all odds. I mean, I don't think anybody expected that to happen.
It happened in the last 36 hours. It literally did. Now, I've been fighting it. Folks, go to freekenthovind.com. Free Kent, like Washington, with a T, Kent Hovind, HOVIND.com. All the information's there at everything that happened. But, Matt, in the last 36 hours, we submitted the U.S. Justice Foundation and the law firm LawAndFreedom.com posted the most unbelievable This most unbelievable brief motion to dismiss on this case that he was just getting ready to go to court on. And the brief was so powerful, Matt, that proving that what they were charging him with wasn't even a crime, that in 12 hours the prosecution asked for a delay in the trial, the judge didn't grant it, and 6 hours later they dropped the case. It happened that fast, a miraculous work of God. But let me back up real quick, Matt. Back in March, Ken Hovland was tried on the same case, 11-1 to convict, hung jury, it has to be unanimous, 11-1. They didn't convict him. So they're getting ready to try him again on May 18th, and what happens? They drop this bomb. Matt, listen to this. One vote away from being sent to prison for the rest of his life for something that was not a crime. That's unbelievable, isn't it? And you have to ask yourself how often that's happening here in the home of the brave and the land of the free. It's happening all the time. And so when we targeted our prayers towards Ken Hovland, freekenthovland.com, the whole story's there. Matt, it was like watching Muhammad Ali knock down Sonny Liston, man. It was one of the most unbelievable things I ever witnessed in my life.
It just sends chills. I mean, I just that is so encouraging. Encouraging to everybody.
Listen, this guy's going to get out of jail. He gets his life back. He's been in jail 85 months. They were going to put him in for another 20 years. He gets his life back. I saw God work a miracle, and he's going to do the same thing in Washington, D.C., if his people will show up and pray.
Absolutely. I want everybody to know out there right now, I just went on Salt and Light Brigade. I joined the brigade. I checked the boxes. I want you, if you are near a computer, or you will be near a computer here in the next couple of hours, to go on the internet, saltandlightbrigade.org, check them out, click on the join the brigade, and then actually fill it out. Get involved. This is how we're going to change the direction of our country, by turning it back to God.
Amen, Matt. And we're not asking them to do anything except pray. Make a phone call or show up if they can. They're not joining an organization. We're plugging them in to a living, moving, breathing organism, the body of Christ.
The body of Christ. How about that for a change, huh? I love it.
Uh-huh.
Coach,
we'll start winning some of these battles, brother. We'll start winning some of them when we begin to show up.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about, showing up and allowing the Lord to work through us. We can't be just a vessel hidden in a closet somewhere. We've got to be actually out there so the Lord can shine through us. Absolutely, 100%. Coach,
we just got to show up and let God show off, Matt. He loves last-second shots. I'm getting ready to watch the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight with LeBron James. I'm praying for a last-second victory, and I'm praying for God to do a last-second victory here in America as well.
And I think he is looking for men to step up and get involved and reclaim the roles that we have just completely abdicated and get involved. Coach, last minute, final thoughts.
We don't deserve it, Matt. We don't deserve God forgiving us. We don't deserve it. But that's what makes God's God. That's what Jesus Christ is all about, unmerited grace. We do not deserve for him to restore this land, but his promise was that he would if we held up our end of a bargain. June 14th, go to saltandlightbrigade.org. We need everybody, all hands on deck.
Saltandlightbrigade.org. Coach, it is awesome to have you on the show every single time you encourage me. And I hope you've been encouraged by being on Patriot Radio. We'll have you on again soon, my friend. Thank you again.
Keep on the firing line, Matt. We need you there, buddy.
All right. God bless. Well, hey, everybody, you heard that. Saltandlightbrigade.org, June 14th, 60 years after God was put into the pledge. How about that? And what a great time to refocus America, to refocus ourselves as Christians on the Lord Almighty. That's what it's going to take, an appeal to heaven, but not just one or two people doing an appeal to heaven, all of us at the same time throughout the whole country, humbling ourselves, literally throwing everything at the foot of the cross and saying, Lord, we're messed up. We need your help. We need you. That's how we're going to turn the country around. Boy, that if that doesn't encourage you, I don't know what does. A lot of people I've talked to have asked, what can we do, Matt? What can we do? Well, you just heard it from Coach Dave Dobenmeyer of Past Assault Ministries and Salt and Light Brigade. You heard specifically. And if you actually go on the website and join the brigade, there are a bunch of different ways that you can actually be involved, based on what you feel led by the Lord to do. So please make sure you do it. Check it out if you get to a computer here in the next 3-4 hours. Make sure you do it. And I think really this is what the church is supposed to be all about, living out our Christianity beyond the four walls of the church, loving other people, getting involved, praying for a return, and humbling ourselves. One quick note on Olympia and what's going on here in Olympia. Check out Freedom Agenda Washington to see any of the action items that we put up on that Facebook page. If you miss Freedom Agenda Washington, sometimes I'll put it on Patriot Radio, but you got to check out Freedom Agenda Washington because that's where the action items are going to come up. Right now, it looks like not much is going to happen tomorrow. Not much is going to happen over the next few days because there is no deal, and we're going into a second special session, the super special session. Remember, we still live in the greatest country in the world despite the internal evil we're facing. Defend freedom locally. God bless all of you, and may he make this generation the greatest one.